Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Arthur Millette met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I think it's going well for me. Just trying to prove myself every day. Make sure the team knows that they didn't waste their investment on me. Just want to grind out with the guys, get better every day, and I got some goals I want to accomplish. So just pushing myself every day to get better.
John just said he always thought he would be back. That he thought it was too good a fit for it not to happen. Did you kind of feel that way?
Same thing. I didn't want to go anywhere. I love it here. This is like a second home to me. I want to end my career here, man. So, I just want to prove every day that I'm worth, their investment, like I said, and, keep grinding away and getting better every day.
What do you think is allowing you to make plays a lot during these training camp practices? What is it that is allowing you to play at a high level?
My off-season work, I worked out every day. I didn't take too much time off. Broke down the film and saw all my weaknesses and attacked them and, just got in the lab, man, just was truthfully honest with myself. Wanted to be, a bigger piece this year, help this team win, man. And I think we all have one common goal and we know what it is, so, yeah.
You said you have some goals, any that you're willing to share?
No, I think they're personal. If I do it, I do it. If not, then I just have more work to do. Just one of those things where, if I don't push myself to a higher standard, then no one else will.
Arthur, you mentioned you love being here.
Yeah.
What about it did you love it? How do you see yourself having a bigger
I do a lot of work in the community. It's like similar to where I'm from in New Orleans, Louisiana, Baltimore. Football is everything here. When we have a good season, the city thrives and has pretty good, less crime, all that stuff, and just for me, man, I just want to prove myself, bro. Just prove to everyone that, it's not a waste, honestly. Yeah, 100%. There are really good guys, all pro guys, top 100 guys. And I'm glad they're pushing me. It brings my game to another level. So, it's not going to be easy. So we're going to compete every day and we're going to talk junk to each other. And, it's fun, man. It's fun to have, other guys that play at a high level to push you and, make you better. I mean, honestly, he played the game. He knows what we're going through. He knows we're going through dog days in camp. He's pushing us to a higher standard. He played the game. He's familiar with it. He knows what, is going through our minds. So, it's just no really no drop off, man. I just know he's pushing us hard.
Arthur, few people in this team have as much special teams experience as you do. You talked a lot about the two coaches about the new kickoff rule. How different is it for a player like you that's kind of covered a lot of kicks in your career? How interested are you in how it's going to play out?
I think it's going to play out really good for a guy like me. We get to use our speed. We're only like 5 yards apart from a guy. And so for me, I think I'm going to thrive in it. I like it. I think I'm going to make a lot of plays in it. I think it's going to go good, honestly. Yeah.
What do you like about Wiggins so far?
What's up?
What do you like about Wiggins so far?
Wiggins, he's really fast. Everybody's like that, right? Really fast, open ears, ready to learn. It's cool with taking criticism and learning. Like, that's the biggest thing with rookies that you don't see a lot of. He's open with, taking criticism and learning, and he asks questions, and he's in the film study, and, he works on his technique. He's not always relying on his speed. So I really like that about him. He's going to be a really good player here in the future and now.
When Lamar got back on the field this week, how does that change things for you guys?
He extends play so much, man. It makes us really better, because there's so many broken plays, and that's one of his special talents that he's had of many, right? The broken play aspect of everything is big on defense. If you don't plaster and you don't cover your guy, then, it could be a touchdown at any given second. So, it just helps us out with communication and playing with one another.
Whatever you see from him so far, especially when we're in that
I've seen a lot of growth, good communication. He knows where his help is. You know, he plays to his leverage. He's doing a lot of, he's doing a good job on those tight ends and passing, and he's not scared to stick his nose in the run game. So I think he will be fine.
And I guess if someone can switch from one team to the other.
Yeah, PQ. We know the food's not better, bro. We know the city's not better, bro. Come on. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, man, he knows he's the next guy up, right? So is he got to fill in big shoes. PQ was a really good player for us, right? So at the end of the day, man, you know, for him, you know, it's just, like I said, learning the scheme, knowing where his help is, being technique sound, knowing where his assignment is, and he's doing a really good job of it. And like I said, I think he's going to be a really good asset for us this year.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.